Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Echeverrin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Williams out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Aparicio. Buford moves to third. Blair moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Knupp reaches second base with a double. Melton moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is hit by the pitch. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knupp is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Etchy Baron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Etchy Baron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Baron is 0 for 1 in the game. Etchy Baron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McNally, and towards Bellinger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Echeverren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Noop hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Pafletic reaches second base with a double. Woody Held pinch hits for Gary Peters. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Pafletic now catching. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Floyd now playing second base. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields the ball and throws to McNally covering. Safe. Hopkins moves to second. Eddie Watt now pitching. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Noop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Noop reaches second base with a double. Hopkins scores. Melton moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Pete Ward pinch hits for Ken Berry. Pete Rickert now pitching. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Pete Ward. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Dick Hall now pitching. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Etchy Barron fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Dan Osinski now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. 2 outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Dan Osinski. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.